The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora, I'm Senga and welcome to Heritage South, the show connecting Southlanders to their heritage and where we talk heritage happenings here in the South. At the beginning of this year, I started the year off talking with Eloise Wallace, our museum director. She came in and we had a good chat about the plans for Te Anua, the Museum of Southland, for the 2025 year. I've been really fortunate and I've seen the progress for myself with a couple of visits to the site. During June, I got to meet Ian Chapman, otherwise known as Chappie, who is the senior site manager for Naylor Love on site there. And I was so taken with his enthusiasm and passion for the building of Te Anua that I've invited both of these wonderful people to come in and chat with me today about the progress of the building of Te Anua and to hear actually all about what it takes to build a modern museum in the 21st century. So kia kōrua, thank you for joining me both.
Kia ora, Senga.
It's wonderful to have you. So Eloise, how would you describe this year and the building, literally from the ground up, of Te Anua?
It has been a big year. A post came up on my Facebook feed just the other day and showed me and some of the Naylor Love and ICC team, and we're standing on a bare site. So this year has all really been about working together in action and delivery of a building, because as you would have seen yesterday coming through, it's a building, we can walk into it, there's a roof, there's walls, there's floors, there's all of these components coming together. So what a transformation of the site we've achieved the last year.
It really is. And, you know, being fortunate enough to be doing some of the talks that I do up at 360 and actually looking out from that view over towards the park and just seeing the progress that was being made is really quite something. Lots of considerations in this. It's a massive project with many moving parts. So how has that been in terms of this year for you?
It's been an amazing experience, actually. I found it incredibly rewarding, and I think I even talked about this in the last interview. When you've got a whole group of people with all of their different specialisations and experience and qualifications kind of all coming together, from everyone from museum directors to site managers to specialists in all sorts of trades and crafts and design, you know, you're coming together, you're meeting multiple times a week, you're on teams, you're on site on person getting the job done. I think that's what's been so awesome for me, is working as part of this bigger team. And then you see the progress all around you and you see your decisions that you've made 6 months ago coming to life. And so you get that sense of kind of achievement and progress week to week, day to day with what you're doing together. So it's challenging, but it's so rewarding because of that process and that working together as a team collectively to deliver this project.
Sounds a little bit like, you know, eating an elephant one bite at a time, really, doesn't it? Yeah. And Chappie, from your perspective, how has this whole build gone for you?
Yeah, the project itself has been absolutely fantastic from our point of view. I myself, not from Southland, I'm from Canterbury, and I've come down for the project. So I sort of came in to Southland with these preconceived ideas about, it's down the bottom of South Island, it was going to be hard to get things here, what are the local contractors going to be like, that sort of thing. But completely blown away about the team that's here, and also actually getting things to Southland, So one of the big things for us is actually, there's a whole heap of moving parts that we kind of have to bring to one place and sort of put up effectively. Mm. And it's actually gone quite well. One of the things that we typically do as well is we instill the values within our team as well of what we're trying to achieve and how we're trying to achieve it. And that for us on the project is our future heritage. That's what we sort of called it right at the very start, And so I remember standing in the middle of the field, much the same as what you're saying there before, and sort of visualising, you know, where the roof was going to be, where the museum was going to be, how people were going to interface with that, you know, how that was going to go ahead, and then every trade, every person, every tour that we've sort of brought through, we've tried to connect that, try to connect those people with the building, with the box, effectively, that's going to house all the taonga.
Yeah, I think that's neat, isn't it? It is about getting everybody on board with the vision and the big picture so everyone understands how their part contributes to that. Because, you know, for me, if every hand and person, whether they're from Southland or not, that's touched this project, that's part of their story and hopefully something they can tell their grandchildren. I helped build that building,
I'm part of Southland because my interconnecting story does come down to Southland now. So, you know, whether I'm from here originally or whether I'm, you know, there's just a little piece of me that's left in the museum when I leave or that sort of thing, then, you know, it's a good part of the story. And I think, too, Te Anua, the voyaging waka, you know, the moving from one place to another, that sort of growth piece even that sort of comes from that. That's everyone's story is about their movement, about that growth, but with the idea of, you know, what has come from the past as well. So.
I think that's the exciting part about being part of these big civic development projects is because of the investment of everyone, from everyone who's working on it,
so rewarding,
to everyone who will see their story, their ancestors' stories, and precious objects in the building. And it's a collective effort, isn't it, to stand up these big new institutions and museums like Te Anua in the community.
Yes, I think that's really important, and I love the fact that, you know, people might go, oh, well, they're just the builders, but actually you're not. You're as invested in the creation of this new heritage that we'll see in Southland for decades and decades to come, which is really exciting. And of course, you know, as you said, you're not from Southland, but you feel very connected here.
Right, so, yep.
But there are many Southlanders who are actually working on the project.
Yep, it's about 60% of the trades have been selected Southland locals, and very much that was our intention. That, you know, the more that the museum itself is connected to the people, then when it's being used, when it goes into operation, the life cycle of the actual building itself, as you say, it's that ownership piece. You know, truly everyone in Invercargill owns the building, don't they? It is actually owned by the people.
So. Absolutely, it's an asset. You know,
invested
for all
in
of
many
us.
Ways. Yeah,
absolutely, and it's beyond standing up a building on day one. It is about, as you say, it's about a legacy project that has to deliver to the community. For generations, and all of the people in Southland now contributing to the build, they'll be on that journey with us, you know, as we maintain and look after this building into the future. So,
well, I certainly remember as a child going with school visits and you know, with my family to the museum, and then, you know, fortunately I was able to bring my own children through, and now I look forward to introducing my grandchildren to this new part of their heritage, because neither of those little people are Southlanders, but they're connected through me to the story of Southland. So this is a way that they're going to be able to enjoy that in the years to come as well.
That's one of the things I really sort of dived into when I came down here, is I feel that being a local is actually wanting to be a local. You know, if you don't, you go somewhere else. You know, if you want to be here, if you're first generation Southlander or a, you know, 20th generation Southlander, you know, that's that connection is always there, and it's so important. So.
And we're talking about a 21st century building. So yes, it's heritage, but there's a huge amount of this whole sustainability and environmental friendliness that's going into this build as well, Chepi, is that right?
Yep, it is. It's a Green Star building, which is good to be part of. So it means that sustainability is embedded into the building itself. So normally, NATA Love, we actually value the environment ourselves. So, you know, we put in certain practices within our business to make sure that we're doing the right things. But what this is actually saying is, you know, Te Anua has put its hand up and said, rightio, the building itself wants to be sustainable. So it's sustainable in the way that it operates. Even comes down to, like, the number of bicycle parks and the sort of operation post post-build. From a contraction point of view, recycling is a really big, really big thing for us. We've got a target of 70% diversion from waste. We're sitting at about 85% at the moment. So, and that has all come about because we make a conscious choice to do the right thing. And and it's that old thing there. And I'm sure if the building could talk, if you could, you know, actually have a podcast with the Te Anua sitting here, I'm sure there'd be an appreciation by the building. And then you know, as I say, the public that actually owns this building, knowing that it's, you know, doing the right things for the right reasons. So,
yeah, and I think that's, for me as a director, is so important that we've had that, made that vision and decision about being a Green Star accreditation for Te Anua, because I feel as, you know, leading an organisation where we those are our values, we've got to walk the talk. And this now can happen kind of from the inside out in terms of the building. If our exhibitions and things like that are talking about, you know, sustainability and protecting our natural environment, and all of those things, actually, that's something we're also committing to within our building and within our operations as being part of that journey within the community. So it's really cool to me that we've started on that, started off on that foot, because that puts us in a really strong position for the future. And I'm excited, you know, to have the first museum in New Zealand that will be a Green Star accredited building. I mean, that's an amazing kind of, I think, stamp of pride and achievement as Southland, that we can put on this new civic building and really setting a bar for others.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that is it's obviously important to Southlanders as well. So it's great that that has been able to be throughout the project. And of course, there are local materials that are being incorporated into the building, and I know that, for instance, Southland Beach features in the building.
Yep. So that would be the underside of the waka, and also up through the staircase as well. So local timber, but a beautiful timber as well.
Eloise, I know that just recently the whole Te Anua brand, and there's a website out now. It's another major milestone in the project. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's been a great other, you know, milestone that we've achieved this year in terms of the launch of our new Te Anua brand. And that's been a partnership with Plato Creative. And for me, the brand being launched is really our signal for, hey, this building is, you know, it's growing by the day. And soon, you know, this is going to be an experience that's open to everybody. So it really allows us to start with our social media accounts and end with all of our communications, really signalling what's to come and really sharing with the community what our vision is for Te Anua. And for those of you who've seen the brand, and you know more will be coming out over time, it is about Te Anua as the voyaging waka and all of the metaphor that goes with us, which symbolises what we do as a museum. But we've really been thinking about Te Anua and our experiences there as a portal into the different times and places and people of Southland. So it's been really cool to be able to have the building, you know, increasingly standing up, having the brand launch, and being able to communicate directly with our community. And what we'll see over the year ahead is more and more kind of glimpses and insights into what's happening behind the scenes as we move closer and closer to having our museum open to the public again.
Yeah, so I guess we are getting closer and closer to that. So what's the next steps leading up to the end of the year and into the beginning of 2026? What are the next steps?
Yeah, so we're looking towards the end of the project and completing out the structural phase of the build, of, you know, kind of construction. So that's into the new year and through beyond. Obviously, coming up to Christmas, there's a million and one things that have to be done, and all the rest of the good stuff. But then very, very much the locking up of the building is kind of our next major goal, you know, so that we can keep the weather out, which the irony is we're sort of moving into summer now, so the rain that we potentially have around spring is not as much of an issue, but locking it up is definitely a good phase to kind of be into.
So. Yeah, and for us, we're closing out or continuing on some of the design packs, which are really more around the kind of detail within the building. So, for example, I was on site last week and we're walking around finalising PowerPoint locations and where data is going to go and where we're going to be integrating technology so that that can all happen with all of the various trades and things like the design of reception desks and furniture and all of these joinery packages. So we've gone big and we're gradually kind of honing in on the next phase of the project.
I'm very excited. I think it's going to be wonderful to watch as things develop even further. Thank you both so much for joining me today.
Yeah, cheers.
It's been really good to chat. And thanks for joining me on Heritage South. The show is available as a podcast on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download this episode. Just look for us in the Programs tab. Links can also be found on Facebook through Radio Southland's page, facebook.com/Radio Southland, and also at Heritage South at heritagesouthnz. And if you want to make sure you don't miss any of our episodes, you can subscribe to this podcast on the Apple Podcast platform through the Access Media app or on Spotify.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.